Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's dive in. First up, things are heating up in the Middle East. Apparently, Iran is threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz if Trump follows through on some infrastructure threats.
Whoa, hold on. Close the Strait of Hormuz? That's a major choke point for oil, right?
Exactly. It's a really strategic waterway. If they shut it down, it would have massive implications for global oil supplies and prices.
Okay, so what are these infrastructure threats that Trump's making?
Details are a little vague, but it sounds like the US is considering some kind of action against Iranian infrastructure, maybe related to their nuclear program or support for proxy groups in the region. It's all very tense.
So, Iran's response is basically, if you mess with our stuff, we'll mess with the world's oil supply? That's bold.
Pretty much. And the article also mentions that NATO allies are supposedly coming together to secure the strait. So, it looks like this could escalate quickly.
Ugh, not what we need. Okay, what's next on the agenda? Something less likely to cause a global crisis, I hope.
Well, it's still about Trump, so no promises. Apparently, he's planning to send ICE agents to help with airport security because of the ongoing DHS shutdown.
Wait, I said airports? That sounds complicated. Are they actually trained for that kind of work?
That's the big question, isn't it? Some reports say they won't be doing security scanning, just providing general assistance. But the optics are pretty bad. Imagine already stressed travelers seeing ICE agents at security checkpoints.
Yeah, that's not exactly going to ease anyone's travel anxiety. It feels like he's just trying to flex some kind of muscle during this shutdown, regardless of whether it actually helps.
Could be. And speaking of travel anxiety, our next story is about long wait times at airports, especially around New York City. Apparently, you should be prepared to wait.
Oh great, just what everyone wants to hear before their vacation. Is this still because of the DHS shutdown and TSA staffing shortages?
Yep, that's the main driver. Some airports are seeing waits of up to 5 hours. 5 hours. You could fly to another country in that time.
Seriously. I'd rather just stay home. Though, one article mentions that 20 US airports don't have TSA. And they're not seeing long lines. Maybe that's the travel hack of the year?
Huh, fly to a tiny regional airport and then drive the rest of the way? Bold strategy. Next up, some news from across the pond. France just elected thousands of new mayors.
Thousands? That's a lot of local government turnover. What's the big takeaway here?
Well, it's being seen as a bit of a test for the far right in France. The results were mixed, but the socialists managed to hold on to power in some major cities, which is a win for the mainstream.
Okay, so not a complete right-wing sweep. Good to know. And finally, what's this about a California sheriff seizing a ton of ballots?
This is a wild one. A sheriff who's also a GOP candidate for governor seized over 500,000 ballots from the 2025 election. He's claiming some kind of election fraud, but state officials are not happy.
Wait, he seized future ballots? That makes no sense. What's the justification for that?
The justification is shaky, to say the least. He's citing an election count dispute, but it sounds like a massive overreach of power. Election experts are calling it a big deal, and not in a good way.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. It sounds like something out of a movie. So, to recap, possible war in the Middle East, ICE at airports, travel nightmares, French elections, and a ballot-snatching sheriff. What a day.
Indeed. A real mixed bag of news. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the day's top stories.